Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the FWWC tonight. Sit back, relax, and let us take you on a fantastic ride. Ladies and gentlemen, the FWWC tonight starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enjoy the ride.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the FWWC universe. That's right. It is one of your co-hosts and general manager of the FWWC Blue Brand, Curtis Black here. Now, I do apologize for last week. Unfortunately, I had some technical difficulties, aka my phone decided to cease working 20 minutes before the show. So, apologize. Even with the chaos that's been going on in my life here, we are still here for episode 113 of the FWWC tonight. And I will have a special co-host who will be rejoining me here soon, as it looks like we may have been having some technical difficulties. I'll bring him on here in just a moment. But before we get started, I do want to go ahead and thank our sponsors, the Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee. Now, unfortunately, due to my, personal situation, I wasn't able to listen this week. But from everything I've heard, they had another amazing show. Their guests last night were Calvin Aldridge and Hollis Giroux. From what I've heard, again, another fantastic show. Joe and Renee always knock it out of the park when they do those. And make sure, if you haven't yet, to check out WrestleTalkPodcast.com for more information about the Wrestle Talk Podcast, where you can get mugs, things of that nature. And as well, if you're new to the FWWC or it's the first time you're listening to the FWWC tonight, some further information on the FWWC as well. But with all that being said here, we have a lot to go over. We have FWWC Takeover to discuss, our weekly matches, and then, of course, we have matches going on tomorrow as well. So before I go any further here, allow me to go ahead and bring on my co-host for the evening. He is currently the Intercontinental and European Champion on the FWWC Red Brand, filling in for the FWWC Red Brand General Manager Marcus Mayhem. It is none other than Funky Flex. Funky, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right, Curtis, but let me correct you. The world's champion.
Hey,
champion. And it wasn't technical difficulties. It was that stupid idiot intern Timmy. He's out there in the hallway. He's wanting me to sign autographs for him and the referees Jagaloons here. And you know what? Quite frankly, I don't feel like I should do that.
No, he screws up too much. I agree with you. Just ignore him. He does his job. So, and then maybe if he does it enough, he can get something. But
I see you through the glass with your stupid face, intern Timmy. Sit down and do your job.
All right. So, like I was saying, as before I brought you on here, we do have a lot to discuss. So I'm thinking we go ahead and jump right into this now. We're not really going to go ahead and discuss a lot from last week just because we are going to be really crunched on time. But one thing we are going to discuss from last week was the special FWWC takeover that we had Saturday night. And we saw a number of matches both from Red Brand and Blue Brand. I figure we can just kind of go back and forth on these and discuss them a bit. And, as we do always with our callers, go ahead and bring them on as we're going. Funky, do you want to go ahead and get us started on the first Red Brand match from Takeover, and we'll just kind of work our way through the matches?
All right, so we're going to go ahead and start with myself and Douglas James. You know, I earlier that week, I was going to take that old dog out to the pasture, and I was going to put a bullet in the brain of that old dog. And I did it on Tuesday night when I faced Bishop and Douglas James. And then I did it again on Friday night when I pinned Douglas James 1-2-3. Now, let's give all the credit in the world to Douglas James. He is one tough son of a bitch. He just won't give up. He comes back for more and more and more. But, I mean, let's face reality here. Douglas James has never won a championship in the FWWC. And I don't know. Quite frankly, he hasn't been too successful in the FWWC.
You're right to a certain extent. However, I mean, as somebody who did tag with him and did get to the finals and nearly, you know, won the Unified Tag Championships, it's not really that he hasn't been successful. Maybe just hasn't been able to seal the deal at the end. But that being said, you're right, and that the fact is that he hasn't been able to do that. Given your match, we saw that you did, like you said, pinned him 1-2-3. At TakeOver, what are your thoughts on Douglas James moving forward? I know, like you said, you know, you've beaten him now, but he has shown himself to at least be somebody who, you know, keeps himself, you know, relevant compared to maybe some of the other people on the brand. Your thoughts on where, you know, maybe we will expect to see him going forward? If, you know, I'm going to ask you kind of the same questions I would normally ask Marcus here.
Now, Douglas James, he has a match coming up tomorrow. He has a match coming up tomorrow with the Heel Deal. That's a big match for Douglas James against a big-name superstar, Mr. Number One himself, Heel Deal. Now, I will be officiating that match, and like I said last night, I'm going to call it right down the middle. But this is a huge match for Douglas James. It could put him in a great position. And I think he needs to settle down. He needs to quit worrying about these bonehead fans. Quit trying to hype them up. Quit trying to be the hero and focus.
Oh, definitely. And definitely facing somebody like Heel Deal, you know, who definitely has their stuff together and is one of the top competitors in the FWWC, given its history here. It's definitely something he's got that can have to keep his head on straight for. So, you know, excited to see that. And it was definitely a good match to see on Saturday at TakeOver. We're going to go ahead and jump over to the Blue Brand here. And we did see a match pitting the Masked Assassin, Robert, facing off against the Luchador to Kansas City. Now, Robert, you know, he's gone through a bit of a roller coaster ride over on Blue Brand. You know, he's won a number of matches, but when the pressure's been on and when there's been, you know, big opportunity for him, he's been unable to kind of grab that brass ring, as they'd say. We did see Robert at TakeOver pull off the victory against the Luchador de Kansas City, you know, one of the longest tenured members here of the FWWC, somebody who's been around for a really long time. And, you know, we saw some other events, you know, take place a little bit later in the week with the rest of La Familia, but pulling off this victory is definitely something that, you know, is at least going to keep my eyes on him, you know, as we're moving forward. Your thoughts, I know, you know, the Saviors of Funk obviously have their feelings about La Familia and the members. Your thoughts on Robert and, you know, El Luchador and anything we really saw from them at NXT TakeOver?
You know, I'm not here to be biased tonight, Curtis. I'm here to support the rest of the FWWC, and hats off to Robert because he, like you said, he kicked Luchador's ass. One of the longest people that have been here. Yeah, I have nothing bad to say tonight. Hats off to Robert. Great job, sir.
Definitely. Why don't we, like I said, we're going to kind of pick it up here, but I do want to let anybody that's listening and currently on hold and wanting to come on know that as soon as we go ahead and get into a match that you're involved in, we'll go ahead and bring you on the line. In addition to that, if you guys are listening through the website and have not called in, definitely want to go ahead and get you guys on. The number is 657-383-1521. But why don't we go ahead, because I do see see we have somebody on hold here. On Saturday night, we did see a match that was pitting Voorhees against Jimbo Slice. Why don't we go ahead and discuss that match from Red Brain, as I believe we do have a competitor from that match on hold here.
I hope it's not Voorhees. I really don't want these lights to start flickering.
Well, unfortunately, given the circumstances, and like I said, there's a Red Brain match, but I'm going to go ahead and bring this individual on before we kind of discuss the results. But it is none other than the man from Crystal Lake, the man who's about to freak me out with the lights, Voorhees. Voorhees, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, there they go.
God damn it.
FWWC, it is the one, the only, Voorhees.
Okay. All right. The lights have steadied themselves. Okay, Voorhees. So, you know, we've got a few things to discuss with you. Obviously, you know, what we're discussing right at the moment was Saturday night in your match with Jimbo Slice. You know, you were able to walk out of that match the victor. Let us know, you know, how you felt, really, your first NXT TakeOver, being able to walk out with a victory.
Well, let me say that Jimbo Slice found out the hard way when I put him in the fatalitizer, which he dangled from my hand off the ground until he turned purple.
Hey, Voorhees, hold on, Curtis. I'm just going to go ahead and say this, Voorhees. Congratulations on your win, but walking around in catering last week with all that blood all over your shirt, man, that's not cool, dude. I was trying to eat, and I can't see all that blood, all right?
Well, if you don't want to be a victim of the fatalitizer, I suggest anyone not to challenge Voorhees. But let me say this, and I will say this, that Voorhees now has a tag partner.
You mean somebody who's crazy enough to stand all that blood?
Who's crazy enough to tag with me? I won't say their name, but in about another 7 days, you will find out who my tag partner is, and we will take the tag team competition by another terrorizing level. So if they dare to face Voorhees and that unknown individual, I will not say their name, they can go ahead and try. The fatalitizer will be waiting for them, dangling, trying to breathe in order to survive.
So I have to, and maybe this is a question more for Funky, kind of directed towards you, Voorhees, but, you know, I didn't get your match card for tomorrow, so I don't know what Red Brain is planning. Are we going to see Voorhees in action tomorrow at the Super Showdown?
If anybody wants a challenge, Voorhees is up to it.
I want you to chop my head off. Go ahead.
I will make appearances through matches. So that means thoughts, everyone must be lurking for Voorhees, and Voorhees will be lurking for them, including all champions.
I guess, Funky, you have any final questions for him before I kind of allow him his final thoughts for the evening?
You not see me over here in the corner? I don't even want
to
come
close. Oh, I know you're hiding. I know. Okay, Voorhees. Anything else for the FWWC universe before we let you go tonight?
The man from Crystal Lake will be a champion very soon, and at the next pay-per-view, I will challenge a major champion, but I won't say who. But just beware, if you become a victim of the Fatalitizer, your championship reign will come to an end.
Have the lights
okay.
Come back on yet? Can I get out from under the desk?
Yeah, I think we're good. Everything seems to be back to normal. Honestly, I'm kind of used to it by this point, but you know, it is what it
you
is.
You would think I would be used to it, stepping in the ring with him twice and beating him twice, but oh my God, I can't.
Yeah, it's a little creepy, but hey, I'm gonna go from this. We're gonna go from talking to a creepy person to talking to somebody that we both have a reasonable relationship with, given that he's top champ of my brand and he's a member of the SOF. We are gonna go ahead and discuss, and we may get to his other matches that occurred later on in the week. But the match that he was in on Saturday night was facing off against a Mad Dog Gully Banks. And that is none other than the Warrior's Heart and currently longest reigning United States champion. That is none other than Daniel Grimm. Daniel Grimm, how are you doing this evening?
Howdy ho, and hey, Barinos.
Evening, brother.
How you guys doing? How are we doing, lovely tonight?
Now that Voorhees is gone, it's a lot better, but you know.
Yeah, it's normally better when he's not around.
But hey,
then again,
so, like I said, we brought you on. You had a match on Saturday night, yourself,
yeah.
Mad Dog and Lee Banks. Now, you know, unfortunately, you did not come out on top. You know, he was able to pull out the victory here. But your thoughts on, you know, NXT TakeOver Monday night, Tuesday night, and tomorrow, Super Showdown?
Well, I mean, Mad Dog, he's proven it. You know, last week he beat me on SmackDown Live Challenge. He beat me at NXT TakeOver. He's been going around the locker room saying he deserves a title shot. You know what? I say give the man his title shot. He can prove that he can beat me. Put him in the ring. Tuesday night, I mean, I had heel deal. Come on now. That's never really been an issue for me. So, of course, I beat him.
Hey, and you did have a tag match on Tuesday night with Brother Saint. Now, you know, that kind of just turned into a giant brawl mess, whatever. But...
A lot of bad blood, I guess, between Big T and myself that kind of spoiled over.
But in the end, and this is kind of maybe relating to a match that you were not directly involved in, at least to begin with, but really kind of fell apart in the end, and that was Almada and Mad Dog. Ultimately, you know, what we saw here was you and Mad Dog standing in the ring together, facing off, prepared to fight off, you know,
La Familia. And as I announced, at least to the Blue Brand, tomorrow at Super Showdown, we will see yourself, DJ Z, and Mad Dog Gully Banks facing off against El Mataratas, Robert, and Corbin Slater.
This should be fun. The man that's known as the devil of the FWWC, I get to finally get in the ring with.
Correct.
This should be fun. Oh, man. Well, that match, you know, at first in the talks, it was going to be, you know, a double champ showcase. But events that happened Tuesday night, you know, La Familia wanting to take out the person that's kind of been able to prove himself against the top champ, wasn't really flying with me. We got to keep him alive. So that's the reasoning for that.
All right. Well, I'm going to toss it over to Funky here. Any questions for Daniel Grimm?
I don't have any questions. I just want to say how proud of you guys I am over there on Blue Brand, fucking killing it, man. I'm the sole savior of Funk left on the Red Brand. And even though you guys are across the fence, I see all the work. I see you guys repping. I see you guys kicking ass. I just want to say how proud of you guys I am.
Well, thank you, Brother Funky. You yourself aren't doing too bad over there on Red Brand.
All right, not to break up the family reunion here, but we do have a lot to discuss, so I am going to go ahead and cut this short here. But before we let you go, Daniel, any final thoughts you'd like to leave the FWWC universe with the end of the evening?
Well, yeah, I mean, tomorrow comes Super Showdown. Mata, you and I, we have some, I guess, unaired business that we have to attend to. And the rest of the FWWC will find out exactly what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, definitely some interesting stuff leading up to Super Showdown. So we'll thank Daniel Grimm for joining us here. Again, if you guys are listening and you want to call in, you guys know the number, but if you don't, it is 657-383-1521. We'd be more than happy to go ahead and discuss your matches from the week or what we're going to see from you tomorrow night at Super Showdown. I am going to go ahead and toss it back over to Funky here. Funky, why don't we go ahead and discuss another match from the Red Brand from TakeOver, and we'll just kind of continue to move our way through the matches.
All right, so we saw Madman Joe and Battle Cat. These guys, they can't seem to get the job done against one another. You know, count out after count out after count out. I'm starting to wonder, does Battle Cat still have his mojo like he used to have? I mean, what happened to the 4-time Universal Champion, the Battle Cat?
I don't know. And maybe it's partly being that his, you know, tag partner just hasn't been kicking around, but I don't know what it is, but we've got a return date for Tank, at least it's been announced, you know, in the backstage chats. So, you know, maybe we'll see that start kicking back in once we see the Battle Tank start rolling again here. But like, you're right, you know, at least recently, you know, we have not seen the Battle Cat of old. And so it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. You know, you'll have to fill me in on if we're going to see him involved in anything tomorrow. But it's definitely an interesting time for the man who runs through the jungle.
Actually, yes, we will see Battle Cat tomorrow night. Him and Enchantress are going to be Enchantress. Him and Enchantress are in a casket match.
Oh wow! Whoa.
Just casually say it like that.
Yeah, they're in a casket match. No big deal. Oh wow, that's,
you know,
I gotta be honest. That is something I'm gonna have to come down to the ring to watch. That is gonna be.
I just want to throw this out there. I just want to throw this out there. You know, we talked about Battle Cat, how he may have lost his mojo. And Santress has been on a roll lately. She is one bad bitch, let me tell you. And, you know, I see Enchantress going over here.
I got to say, even, you know, prior to her getting traded over to Red Brand with everything that was going on, you know, she was hitting a stride over there as well. And unfortunately, you know, I had too good of an opportunity, so I decided to trade her. But you're 100% right. She is on a roll right now. She's been picking up wins. And, you know, honestly, I feel like she is the one with the momentum going into a Super Showdown. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see what happens. I can't wait to see the match tomorrow. I definitely know it is going to be one hell of a match here. Now, we're going to go ahead and jump over to the final match from FWWC Blue Brand for TakeOver. And that saw your brother, Savior Saint, facing off against Corbin Slater. Now, the conditions of this match basically looked at that on Monday night there was going to be a six-man tag team match. Seeing the Saviors of Funk facing off against La Familia. The winner of Corbin Slater versus Savior Saint was going to walk into that match with an advantage. Essentially, we treated this similar to a War Games without the cage. You would start with one individual from each team. After 2 minutes, one member from one team would join until ultimately everybody was involved in the match. And we did see Corbin Slater versus Savior Saint. Savior Saint was able to pull off a victory against Slater, which meant that going into Monday night, the Saviors of Funk were going to have the advantage, and we'll see how that paid off here shortly when we get to Monday night. But your thoughts on your brother Saint and taking on Slater and pulling getting that advantage for the Saviors of Funk?
You know, like I told Grim, I'm proud of those guys. They're over there killing it on the Blue Brand. They're kicking ass. They're taking names. They're my brothers. I really don't have nothing bad to say about those guys.
For sure. And you know, they all, you know, have been balling out when it comes to matches. I'm just going to go ahead and double check with you. I believe we have one more match to discuss from the Red Brand for TakeOver. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we go ahead and discuss that match, and then we will take a short break to go ahead and thank our sponsors, and then we'll get kicking into the rest of this week and Super Showdown tomorrow.
All right. And in this match, we've seen Bishop facing off against Nightmare Jones. You know, ever since Bishop lost the Intercontinental Championship, he's lost his mojo. Nightmare Jones, he creeps me out about as much as Voorhees does. But these guys, they're two tough son of a bitches. They gave it all they got when they stepped in that ring, and I can personally say that about Bishop and Nightmare Jones. They give it 120% each night in that ring.
I 100% agree with you. Having stepped in the ring more times than I can count with Jones, you know, having seen, you know, the nightmare side of him come out, you are 100% correct. And not having been able, never having stepped in the ring with Bishop, but just, you know, as a general manager and, you know, watching how, you know, people approach matches and seeing how they go into something, he is definitely a competitor that is not to be, you know, underestimated. He is definitely somebody that can bring the brutality when it's time. But you're right, and that's, you know, since he lost that title, he just kind of seems to be, you know, trying to find his way again. So, you know, hopefully for both individuals, you know, seeing as we, you know, didn't have our super clear winner here in this match, you know, going forward, I you know, hope to see some clarity from both. But, you know, personally, even though we didn't have, you know, a clear winner, it was still an absolutely amazing match and something I know I'm going to go ahead and go back and rewatch again here. Now, I'm going to go ahead and jump in real quick, just again to thank our sponsors as we do hit the halfway point of our show. I do want to again thank our sponsors, the Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee. Again, every Wednesday, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, WrestleTalkPodcast.com. Also now live streaming on YouTube. I believe the YouTube link is on the WrestleTalkPodcast.com page. Also, just search for WrestleTalk Podcast with Joe and Renee on YouTube, and you will find it there as well. Last night's guests, again, were Calvin Aldridge as well as Hollis Giroux. It was another, from what I've heard, again, another great show. Unfortunately, I was not able to catch it last night. But they always do such amazing shows. I feel fully confident that last night was another great one. So make sure you check them out, as well as WrestleTalkPodcast.com, where you can find more information on your WrestleTalk Podcast gear, specifically the WrestleTalk Podcast mugs, as well as more information if you're new to the FWWC. But with that being said, we're going to go ahead and jump right back into it here. We've got some matches from Monday and Tuesday night from both brands to discuss, and then we'll give a little preview of what to expect tomorrow at Super Showdown. So we'll go ahead and jump right in here. We're going to go ahead and jump in with the blue brand, because we kind of have discussed real briefly previously, when we discussed Xavier Saint and Corbin Slater, the circumstances of their match. Now, for the main event, for the blue brand on Monday night, we did see, as I mentioned, the Saviors of Funk facing off against La Familia, and ultimately that advantage that Xavier Saint won did seem to, matter, because we did see the Saviors of Funk come out on top over La Familia. And, obviously, as, one of the oldest and most respected factions in the FWWC, pulling off a victory against three members of La Familia is definitely not something to shake a head at or take lightly. So congratulations to the members of Saviors Funk. Yeah, not expecting you to say anything, but, again, just quick thoughts on them pulling off the accomplishment and winning that six-man tag match.
I've said it two times already. I'm going to say it again. Them boys are over there kicking ass and taking names. Do not take the Saviors of Funk lightly, because I'm telling you personally, those three boys right there, DJ Z, Xavier Saint, and Daniel Grimm, they're out for blood.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and throw it back over to you here. What do you want to go ahead and discuss first for the red brand from Monday night?
You know, going back to the Battle Cat and saying he lost his mojo earlier, he teamed up with Douglas James this week to take on the Prophets of Madness. And to a shocking surprise, the team that has no chemistry together whatsoever, matter of fact, the Battle Cat says that he hates everybody except for Tank, they pulled out the win against the Prophets of Madness in the main event of the Red Brand.
I tell people, like, and I know we were talking about this just a little bit ago, you can't sleep on Douglas James. And I know that you weren't, but some people in the FWWC do. He is a fighter, and he knows, he can get close. Like I said, he did it with me when we got close to winning those tag titles. I mean, he won with Battle Cat, of all people. Like, there's definitely some talent there, and, eventually – I see him winning a title in the FWWC. It's just a matter of time at this point. So I agree with you. But the question is, is it Battle Cat who got his mojo back winning the tag match? Or was it, Douglas James, who, the man who has had a fair amount of momentum recently and has won his fair share of matches, that was the deciding factor? So that's something interesting coming out of that match as well.
Douglas James is a tough SOB, and so is Battle Cat. And you have to give it to the Prophets of Madness. Bishop is a tough SOB, and so is Madman Joe. But the Prophets of Madness, they are an established tag team. There's no excuse to lose against a team that has never even teamed together, that has absolutely no chemistry together. Prophets of Madness, you've got to get it together.
No, 100% agree. Regardless of the level of those individuals, 100% agree. You've got to win those matches, especially if you want to be considered, as competitors for the Unified Tag Team Championships. You can't let, a hodgepodge tag team
come together and beat you. Just that's just unacceptable. So we're going to go ahead and jump again over here to the Blue Brand. Now we did see, and this is going to be something that may, you know, potentially have some bearing on what we saw or what we will see for the Hybrid Television Championship, and that we did see El Luchador de Kansas City face off against King Jarobi for the first time in years on Monday night. And not only did El Luchador defeat King Jarobi, but he defeated him handedly, you know, barely broke a sweat defeating King Jarobi on Monday night. Now, does this mean that, you know, El Luchador is going to have a shot at the Unified, at the Hybrid Television Championship? It very well may mean that that's coming up soon, given, you know, his level of victory over King Jarobi here. I know you recently had King Jarobi over on the Red Brand before he came over to Blue. Your thoughts on, you know, El Luchador and King Jarobi?
Well, I mean, first things first, you are the GM, Curtis. You could make that decision. But
that's
El Luchador. He's off and on, you know. He's spotty. One week he takes a loss. One week he gets a big victory over a top guy like King Jarobi. You know, but if Luchador was to capture this Hybrid Television Championship, could he defend the championship because he's so spotty? One week he loses, one week he wins.
I definitely, and that's ultimately, you know, the question that comes, you know, where it comes down to is what's going to happen there. Now, before we jump over to Red Brand, as we do have another caller on the line, as a match that we've discussed fairly recently here, so I want to go ahead and get his thoughts, not only on the match that occurred on Monday night, but actually more so on his match that is going to be occurring tomorrow. And we've talked to a lot of your brothers here tonight. We're about to talk to another one here. None other than Savior Saint. Saint, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right. Just ripping that bowl, man. Feeling that good ganja feel. Funky, I hear you coughing, bro. You hitting that peace pipe?
Yeah.
I hear you in the background. I've been listening the last about 10, 15 minutes.
You know, I don't have much time. I got some cognac in my cup over here too. I'm feeling all right right now.
Hell yes, that's good shit.
All right.
So all right. Anyways,
you got something to say? Go for it.
No, you can go ahead.
I'll say, well, before we get into, you know, kind of your match you've got coming up tomorrow, we did just briefly discuss, you know, your match on Monday night where we saw, you know, the Saviors of Funk defeat La Familia in the six-man tag match. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that before we kind of change gears and talk about Super Showdown.
Well, that was my first time ever really teaming with DJ Z, so that worked out real well. We got some good chemistry already and stuff, so I'm looking forward to future stuff with him. Yeah, it was really awesome to get that W over La Familia because all they do is talk shit. All they do is run their mouth. And it seems that Corbin Slater don't know how to put anyone over. All he did was bury me. Well, like I said in my promo, it was you that got buried underneath me as you met your savior and dropped right on your head. And at Stomping Grounds, I'm going to do the same thing to you, and I'm going to take that Legends Championship from you. And on to Super Showdown, Buckus, I was greeted to the Blue Brand by something I thought was hilarious. Buckus hits me up and is like, hey, I pitched an idea to our GM. I want to fight you for my hardcore shot. Well, now he backtracked a little in the messages, and it's not just for just the shot. If I win, I'm in. He stays in, I guess. He forgot to leave that out because he got a little scared once I showed that I was hella intrigued in that because of who holds that title. And it's someone that stole that title from the rightful champion. And, yeah, he did go and get it. But that champion fallen, she might not have deserved something like that. But you, El Mata, have no right in doing what you did and taking something away from a superstar that earned it. So at Stomping Grounds, I'm coming. And I'm going to leave the hardcore Legends champion – of the FWWC and be a four-time hardcore champion and truly solidify my legacy as legendary. And you can believe that.
Strong words. Well, hey. Strong words.
I'm fired up, man. I'm ready. I ain't going to have much to put up tomorrow, so I got to get it all out right now. I listen to ISIS, going to Lucas Logic, been going in my mind, bro, and I'm just ready to spit that fire and bring that fire to the ring, dog. Let's go.
I'm going
to
say this. I'm going to say this again one more time tonight for the people in the fucking back. These boys are over here killing it on Blue Brand.
Hey, you're repping good over there on Red, dog. And don't forget, I got love for it. I ain't got love for who runs it, but I got love for you and a few others over there. And you know, just like I said, SOF about to start popping up everywhere, and La Familia ain't going to be ready. Bah!
He comes in. He comes in. He makes his point, and he's out. It's like lightning. He's gone. Boom. That is what I'm talking about. That's what we need on the FWWC tonight. People like that. So, I'm excited. I don't know about you. I cannot wait for tomorrow night. I can't wait, or tomorrow afternoon. Cannot wait to see what he does with Buttkiss and where, you know, what goes on with the hardcore title. You know, we've got a few more matches here, and we've got a few things to discuss about tomorrow. And I do see we have another caller that just jumped on, so I'll let you know that I'm going to get to you here momentarily. Why don't you go ahead and throw us another match from the Red Brand on Monday night?
Well, before we get to that, I just want to take a little bit of this cognac and pour it out, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I'm going to pour it out for El Mata because I believe Saint's going to get his ass.
Hey, everybody's got an opportunity. You step in the ring, you're as good as anybody else. Mr. Masked Man Guy beat El Mata on his first night in on an actual brand. So it can be done. It just have to do it. So I am excited to see what happens not only tomorrow night, but at FWWC Stomping Ground coming up at the end of the month. Now, why don't we, as I see our the next person that we have on hold here, why don't we go ahead and discuss from Monday night the Madman Joe Hardcore Sis match that took place, as we do have one of the competitors that was involved in that match on hold.
Let me look through my notes here. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Madman Joe took on Hardcore Sis, and believe it or not, Madman Joe pulled out a victory.
Hey,
How he done it, don't ask me, but Madman Joe did it.
Well, speaking of Madman Joe, I want to go ahead and bring him on. Now, I don't know if it's going to be him directly or I don't know. He sent me this music, but I didn't get it set up. So, if he's got something he wants, maybe he's going to be playing it. But without any further ado here, allow me to go ahead and bring on one half of the Prophets of Madness and the victor in the match against Hardcore Sis on Monday night. None other than Madman Joe. Madman Joe, are you with us?
Just don't come in
yes,
here with your shirt
I
off,
am.
Madman Joe.
How are you doing, the FWWC universe?
I'm doing pretty good here. How are you doing, Madman Joe?
I'm having a couple of rough days, but I'm getting by. Been having some car issues, but nothing I can't handle.
Madman Joe, you make all this money through this multi-billion-dollar company, and you still cannot pay for a fucking car.
Nope. because I like to save my money. Because why would I throw it all away, blowing it on all this fancy stuff, when I can save it and keep what I have as long as I possibly can?
You must not get as paid as much as I do.
Maybe I just value my dollar.
Okay. Before this escalates any further here. So, you know, as we were discussing before we brought you on to the line here, Madman Joe, you did have a match against Hardcore Sis. You also had a match, a tag match against Battlecat and Douglas James, but I do want to discuss your match with Hardcore Sis first. Now, you did pull off the victory there. Would love to hear your thoughts about Hardcore Sis as a competitor, and then we can discuss your tag match as well.
Well, as I said before, Hardcore Sis isn't really a competitor that is in my league. Yes, she is on top of her game in her division, but she is nothing compared to Madman Joe.
Well, hey, I mean, she is, just speaking as somebody who kind of knows the history, or she, you know, is a multiple time champion in the FWC, has, kind of, carved a name for herself. Just curious, as somebody who is more of a general manager position, why do you feel that she's out of the league, if she has been able to, hold multiple titles, things of that nature?
I honestly do not have an answer for you, Curtis.
You're terrible at this. Intern Timmy, get in here and finish his interview for him.
All right, so let's do this. Well, I've got two more questions for you here, Madman Joe, and we can let you go tonight. The first of which was about your tag match. Now, we did mention, previously you guys were not able to pull off a victory in that one, and we did see Battlecat and Douglas James pull off the victory. Where should we expect to see the Prophets of Madness here, say, over the next couple of months? Are we going to see you, in competition for, an opportunity to challenge for the Unified Tag Team titles? Where should we expect to see you and Bishop Bone here in the next couple of months?
Well, I am still waiting to have that conversation with my general manager, Mr. Marcus Mayhem. I've been trying to reach him, but he's been very busy as of late. But I'm hoping that he's listening, because I am going to mention what I have to say here right now. The last pick'em, he received a mystery box that would allow him to choose one tag team to go after the tag team titles. Cool. Now, with Marcus Mayhem being the Red Brand general manager, he doesn't have the time to, I'd say, show out the tag team titles as they should be on the Red Brand every single week. So my proposition is that the number one tag team in the FWWC deserves that spot, and the number one tag team in the FWWC is the Prophets of Madness.
Now, hold on here,
prove
Curtis.
Me wrong.
I want to step in right here, Curtis. You just said prove
Go
you
on.
Wrong, Madman Joe. Okay, I am going to prove you wrong right here, and I'm going to try to keep from getting up and slapping you right in the mouth whenever I say it. But
I wish
correct me
you
if I'm
would,
wrong.
Funky.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I took the madhouse and I flipped that motherfucker upside down. And, you say that the Prophets of Madness are the best tag team in the FWWC. Well, the Prophets of Madness couldn't beat one person, and that one person being me. So how in the world does that make you and Bishop the best tag team in the world when I took both of you fuckers and beat you?
Well, in our defense, it wasn't a tag team match that he took us out. It was individually.
I guarantee
and the Brother Bishop, as a unit, are more tougher and more stronger than any team.
I'd put you and Bishop both on your backs.
All right.
Why don't you put your money where your mouth is and give me another shot for the European Championship?
The European Championship's not going anywhere. We all know this. Everybody on Red Brand knows this. Everybody on Blue Brand knows this. My European Championship is not going anywhere.
We'll see about that.
All right. Let me go ahead. I've got one final question for you here, and we can go ahead and get you out of here, and then we are going to rapid fire through the last of our results here. But Madman Joe, tomorrow, I know, like I said, we've got a lot of competitors who are going to be heading over to Super Showdown here to get prepared. Are we going to see you in action tomorrow at Super Showdown?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen of the FWWC, you will see Madman Joe in action. And my opponent for the Super Showdown is the man that I've been trying to get a hold of, but I will finally get my true answers tomorrow when I face our general manager for the Red Brand, Marcus Mayhem.
Yeah,
and Marcus Mayhem,
I got one
thing to say, and that is good luck to you, sir, because tomorrow you face me.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us here, Madman Joe, and you have a great rest of the evening now. You know, Funky, as I said, we've got about a whole another night yet to discuss, give or take a match or two. If we have anything left, why don't you go ahead and run down any remaining Red Brand Monday night results, and then I will cover any remaining Tuesday night or Blue Brand Monday nights, and then we'll just blast our way through the rest of these matches.
All right, Heel Deal took on Voorhees, and we've seen Voorhees pull out the win. And a newcomer here in the FWC, JJ the Common Man, and one of the most conditioned superstars that I've ever seen in Jimbo Slice, Common Man pulled out the victory over Jimbo Slice. Now, Common Man is not one to be taken lightly. I've been in the ring with him, and that man chops hard.
Brutal match. I was going to say it was a brutal match between those two individuals.
And I do believe that wraps it up for the Red Brand on Monday night.
All right, we'll jump over to Blue. We really only have one match to go finish going over for Monday night, and that was a triple threat match seeing Big T, the Brick Wall, James Baptiste, and Mad Dog Gully Banks. And the Mad Dog did pull off a victory on Monday night, defeating Big T and Brick Wall, continuing his building momentum. And then Tuesday night, I'll just start us off here with the Blue Brand results. We did see El Mata defeat Mad Dog, but as I said, you know, saw a lot of craziness going on at the end, ultimately with your brother Daniel Grimm and Mad Dog standing in the ring facing off against La Familia. We saw the Saviors of Funk tie with the KC Connection, so we saw, you know, like I said, there was not a clear winner to that match, kind of just broke down at the end. And then finally, we did see as well breaking down at the end, Robert and DJZ. You know, just a lot of SOF, La Familia tension going on Monday night. And with that, I will go ahead and throw it over to you, Funky, to finish us off with the Red Brand for Tuesday night.
All right, we'll start at the bottom and work our way to the top. As you stated earlier, Daniel Grimm, we've seen him taking on Heel Deal, and Daniel Grimm pulled out the victory over Heel Deal. Moving on, we had Voorhees taking on Madman Joe, and they just, it broke down. They couldn't seem to to stay inside the ring. The referee counted them out to 10. And that match led to a double count out. And then we saw Bishop taking on Douglas James. Once again, neither one of them could get the job done. And then in the main event of the evening on Red Brand, we saw Hardcore Sis pulling out the win over Battle Cat. Now, we said before, Battle Cat losing his mojo. And, I mean, right there, clearly it shows.
It does. Like I said, I don't like to take too much away from Hardcore Sis. You know, she, you know, has proven, like I said before, when we were talking to Mad Men Joe, you know, she's a multiple-time title holder in the FWWC. She's not somebody to underestimate. You know, in this case, Valcat may have done that because we did see, you know, Hardcore Sis knock her off here. So just a final couple things here. I'll throw it to Funky in a moment. I'm just going to go ahead and cover real quickly what we'll see from the Blue Brand tomorrow at Super Showdown. And really, it's going to be only two matches from the Blue Brand, but pretty massive matches. We are going to see the Saviors of Funk, that being Daniel Grimm and DJZ, teaming with Mad Dog Gully Banks to take on La Familia, that being El Moderatus, Corbin Slater, and Robert. And then we are also going to go ahead and see Savior Saint facing off against the Brick Wall, James Butkus. And if Savior Saint is able to pull off the victory, he will be added to the Hardcore Championship match that will take place at Stomping Ground against El Moderatus. With that, I will go ahead and throw it over to Funky Flex to see, hear about the Red Brand card for tomorrow.
All right, so tomorrow night, Super Showdown card for the Red Brand. In the main event tomorrow night in a No Holds Barred match, we're going to be seeing our GM, Marcus Mayhem, taking on Madman Joe. That's one that I'm looking forward to. You know, I'm not on this card tomorrow. I won't be stepping in the ring to compete, but I will be stepping in to referee that match between James and Helio. Now, that will be a tables match. Keep in mind, for the ones listening at home, a tables match is the first person to put their opponent through a table is the winner. And then, last but not least, we will see... Go ahead, Curtis.
I would say that tables matches are always fun to watch and always unpredictable, so that's going to be a ton of fun to watch.
I'm going to get the up-close and personal encounter with that match. And then last but not least, we will see the Battle Cat versus the Enchantress in a casket match. And once again, for the ones listening at home who don't know what a casket match is, the first person that can put their opponent inside the casket and slam those doors shut will be the winner. So, with that being said, that card is subject to change, ladies and gentlemen. So, for the ones listening at home, I'm going to say this. If you don't have your tickets yet, I highly suggest you get your tickets. We will be in Saudi Arabia. Come on, I'm getting on my plane as soon as this show ends. For the little ones, you sneak into your mom's room at night, and you lift that money out of her purse, and these tickets, they start at $20. Come on now. Come on down and watch a great show. And, Curtis, I'm getting out of here, man. I got to go get on this plane. I got a long-ass flight.
Yeah, you get going. I will go ahead and finish this off. So one more time before we get out of here, I do want to go ahead and thank our sponsors, the Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee. Make sure you check them out every Wednesday, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, WrestleTalkPodcast.com, or on YouTube, Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee. They do a live stream every Wednesday. You know, in addition to that, I heard last night's episode again was another fantastic episode. Unfortunately, due to some real life stuff, I wasn't able to listen. But again, last night's guests were this first hour Calvin Aldridge and the second hour Hollis Giroux. But again, with that, make sure you're checking out WrestleTalkPodcast.com. But on behalf of Funky Flex, myself, intern Timmy, and the rest of us here at the FWWC tonight, I want to thank you all for joining us, and you have a fantastic rest of your evening.
Everybody have a great night.